we couldn't let January glide by without a fable from Barry Stewart Mann.
Cruising along, a spin to the left, down a slope, then a quick jump, it was an ordinary day for Stony Hawk, the world's best skatebirder. He whizzed across the branches, legs firm, knees bent, wings half spread for perfect balance, doing a 360, then sliding down and back up in a smooth half pine. He'd grind on his trunks, then execute an awesome ollie on an outstretched bough, bounding up suddenly and dropping just as quick with talons square on the bark. Yes, life was easy as a breeze in the trees for the skatebirding champion, Stony Hawk. He zoomed down and was hanging with his home birds on a low branch, listening to some raptor music, when along came Rocky Falcon. "Yo, Stony Hawk, you think you're all that?" Stony wasn't going to let this guy ruffle his feathers. "Chill, Rocky. These woods are big enough for us both." "Sounds like chicken squawking to me. Tomorrow, top of the poplar, we'll see who's got the moves. Be there." Seemed kind of silly, but Stony figured maybe this would clip Rocky's wings once and for all. Next day, Stony went to his favorite jive beehive and waxed up his talons fine. He practiced his toughest tricks, then wove his way to the treetops. "Hey, Turkey, ready to go?" Stony nodded. "Good. You start over there," Rocky said, pointing to the highest branch. "Hooter's gonna be judge." From a tree hollow below, an old owl bellowed, "Do your best, skatebirders," then screeched to start the contest. Both birds took off through the trees. Something was wrong. Stony Hawk tried a wing flip, beak flip, tail flip, triple combo, but he almost slammed into the trunk. He took off again, looking for a quarter pine to do a power slide, but the slide had so much power he lost balance and ended up out on a limb. Meanwhile, Rocky Falcon was careening gracefully without a care. When it was over, Hooter proclaimed, "Rocky Falcon's the new champion." Rocky crowed, "Sorry, Songbird, go back to your nest and ask Mama for a worm." But Stony protested, "Something's wrong." Rocky cackled, "Stop your ranting and raving." Stony took off again for the treetops. At first, everything looked fine, but then he saw it. Wax. Rocky had waxed all the branches on Stony's course. He never stood a chance. Stony cawed down to the others, and everyone flocked up to see. Rocky shrugged. Hawk just did that to himself, but everyone knew better, including Hooter.
"Rocky, you are one sick bird, because that is just illegal. Stony, you're still the skatebird champ."
Stony turned his eye to the sky and took off for a victory flight, while Rocky ducked his head under a wing. The moral of the story is, don't always compare yourself to others. Just do your best. In other words, mind your own beeswax.